Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. on another Power Friday. Helping us get it started. Passage. They're asking the question, have you heard the word? On bass, Louis Johnson, the late great Louis Johnson. Half of the Brothers Johnson. Johnson. That is one of the messages that I have been sharing with you as we have been talking about whether or not the 21st century Christians can be bewitched, captivated by false teachings. You've got to be careful what you allow yourself to believe. Wow, I'm going to let you hear some more of that. Have you heard the word, Passage? What an awesome album, what an awesome song. And one of the things we're going to look at right now, pleasure. But when I talk about pleasure, you know, I want to ask you a question that I asked earlier in the week. When it comes to pleasure, what works for you? Think about some of the reasons that we need pleasure. And we really do need pleasure. I mean, think about it now. From the very beginning, pleasure has been part of life's mix. God, the Creator, in intimate contact with, intimate communion with the man he'd made. And you can best believe that the man enjoyed his conversations with his Creator. He got pleasure out of his relationship with his Creator. God had created that garden, the Garden of Eden, made it beautiful. I mean, just looking at it would give the man pleasure. He would get pleasure out of the experience of just seeing the garden. And then you had all those trees that were good for food. So foods that God knew his man would enjoy. He got pleasure out of eating. And no telling what kinds of fragrances. I mean, because, you know, foods / fruits have fragrances. No telling how intense those fragrances may have been. He got pleasure. He experienced pleasure. The man experienced pleasure by taking in the aromas, the fragrances that filled that garden. God decided that it was not good for the man to be alone, so he made a woman with a beautiful voice, beautiful body, a righteous spirit. You know that God designed it so that that man derived pleasure from the woman, and the woman derived pleasure from the man. And each of them getting pleasure out of their relationship with their Creator. What about nature? How many of us really enjoy hearing birds singing their songs in the morning? How many of you get pleasure out of just being by a body of water? A lake, an ocean. There were rivers of water by the garden, flowing into and out of the garden. What about the relationship with the animals? We enjoy our pets. And at this time, we're talking at the time of creation, the earliest stage of the earth's existence that we have recorded. We have all these animals that Adam had named and had control over, had some level of relationship with, pleasure out of that. Yeah, pleasure was something that the Creator blessed his people with. So pleasure really is part of life's equation. I know that misery has become part of the mix, but it wasn't made that way originally. Misery, torment, torture, pain, suffering, those were not put into the equation initially. But initially, pleasure created by the Creator. Pleasure didn't create itself. Pleasure was created by the Creator. And the various ways of experiencing pleasure put into play by the Creator from the very beginning. So it's a good thing for us to know, to be absolutely convinced that pleasure is something we should be experiencing. The only thing is that, you know, we don't want to experience pleasure in the wrong ways. Yeah, we experience pleasure in the wrong ways, it brings problems with it. Think about all those foods that Adam and Eve were able to eat that were located in the garden. They got so much pleasure out of them. There was one tree they were told to leave alone. Don't eat from this one. Eve ate from that tree anyway, after being deceived by the serpent. And guess what? Oh, it was sweet in the beginning. But before long at all, she was paying the price. Yeah, forbidden pleasures should be avoided at all cost. Let me tell you something. There's no question that a man has a chance of enjoying the sexual experience with a woman other than the one he's married to. There's no question that there's a chance that a woman can enjoy the sexual experience that she has with the man that she's not married to. She's married, but she has sex with this other man to whom she's not married, whether he's single or married to someone else. The man has sex with someone else and he's married to this person, but he has sex with someone else. That experience can be so sweet. But before long, I mean before long at all, for some people, while they're in the moment, having sex with this person they should not be with, their consciences are bothering them. For some people, they're skilled enough at just indulging in their sin that their consciences may not begin to bother them until sometime after the rendezvous has taken place. For others still, they may fight it and fight it and fight it, the guiltiness of their conscience, that is, and end up just having all kinds of problems that they create for themselves, mental, psychological problems that they create for themselves as they work to deny what they've done, as they work hard to twist and distort the experience, to make it seem like it was something only innocent and only sweet. And the harder they work to distort their own thinking, the more they mess up their own brains, literally, as they fight to avoid feeling bad about having indulged in that forbidden pleasure. And just to think, all the energy that they're putting into not feeling guilty, it would have been better to just not have done it. Yep. Forbidden pleasures should be avoided, especially when there are so many other pleasures that are not forbidden. Psychology Today talks about simple pleasures. I was mentioning earlier in the week some of the what I called major pleasures because, you know, major in the sense that they may cost some money and they may extend over time. In other words, a 1 week vacation. Or maybe you traveled overseas for 5 days, 7 days and really had a ball. I mean, you had a blast. You were able to unwind. You were able to enjoy yourself. Didn't think about work. Didn't think about that responsibility. This responsibility. Didn't have to cook. You had other folks doing the cooking for you. You were eating out at the restaurants. Didn't have to make your bed. You'd up the hotel. The crew would come in, make sure that the living quarters were taken care of, including the making of the bed. 5 days, 7 days, basically chilling and having fun. And I call that major because, you know, it took some time, took some money, took quite a bit of energy to enjoy it. I mean, think about the number of times that either you or someone you know has talked about how you went on a vacation, Disneyland or wherever you went. You were there for several days. And by the time that last day rolled around, you all were worn out. because you were so busy having fun. You wanted to get to this park. You wanted to get to that ride. You wanted to have this experience and that experience. And you were rising up early and going to bed late in the name of fun. It actually ended up taking some of the fun out of the experience because you wore yourselves out in the process of having fun. Yeah, it takes energy to experience pleasure. But that's not a bad thing. I would recommend that you not overdo it and end up wearing yourselves out as a result. But it takes energy. And so that's why I call this 1 week vacation a major pleasure. What about pleasures that don't require a lot of time? Little to no money. Very little energy put. Simple pleasures. Sometimes we feel pressed to get everything done. Sometimes, you know, we think that the answer is to really put our nose to the grindstone, put pleasure aside. We got to get this done. We got to get that done. I don't have time to experience any pleasure right now. Can't do it. Too much on my plate. I can't add pleasure to my list of things to do, to my list of things to experience. Well, recent research from several people, done by several people, challenges the assumption that, hey, the more we have to do, the more we need to just put our nose to the grindstone and forget about pleasure. There's some people found that a specific type of pleasure, namely a simple pleasure, helps you to make progress on your daily goals, particularly when life feels challenging and stressful. Sounds like they're concluding that the more stressful our lives are, the more we're having to do, the more necessary it becomes to experience pleasure, at least simple pleasures. So what are simple pleasures as they define them? Well, they define simple pleasures as experiences that are brief, positive, they emerge in everyday settings, and they're accessible to most people at little or no cost. They're highly personal, meaning what is a simple pleasure for you may not be a simple pleasure for other people. For the purposes of illustration, though, examples in their study included something as simple as taking a walk in the sun, having a cup of tea with a close friend. Check this out. Getting green lights all the way to work. I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I know that may sound silly. You might be thinking, nah, come on, who cares about getting all green lights on their way to work? Think about the last time. I mean, really think about this. Pull this out of your memory bank and think about one time when you were on your way to church and didn't get caught by one red light. You left for work at a slightly different time than you normally leave. And this particular instance, this particular day, this particular evening, you made it all the way to work without getting caught by one red light. Think about how you were smiling as you went through each green light. Think about how excited you got when it seemed like as you approached the last light that you would come to en route to work, or en route to church, wherever you were going. You were seeing, I mean, you were really waiting and seeing, is this light going to cooperate with me too? And sure enough, it cooperated. It stayed green just like all the others. And it seemed like it wasn't due to a malfunction. Things just worked out for you that particular instance. All green lights. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I'll be honest with you. There have been times when the lights worked with me and I didn't get caught by a single red light. And I think I may have been getting happier with each green light that I went through. Yeah, simple pleasures. What matters, though, I mean, even if the green lights, you know, the string of green lights is meaningless to you, that's okay. What matters is that simple pleasures bring you joy and happiness. Unlike temptations, which bring torment and inner conflict. Yeah, that's why I was talking about the difference between pleasures and forbidden pleasures. Forbidden pleasures, it's just not worth the energy it takes to experience them. When you think about all this other stuff you got to go through, and we were just talking about the guilty conscience. We haven't talked about if you've indulged in some experience you should not have. And let's just stay with the adultery example. And you're wondering when you get ready to come together sexually with your spouse after having cheated on her, after having cheated on him, if they're going to be able to pick up on the fact that you've had sex with someone else or you have been having sex with someone else. But even that is still maybe the tip of the iceberg. What if your spouse does find out beyond the shadow of a doubt you committed adultery? Now you have all kinds of dark drama just pouring into your house. And it could be affecting the children. Yeah, stay away from those forbidden pleasures. Don't do the drugs. There are safer, healthier ways to experience pleasure than by engaging in illicit drug use. Stay away from the drugs. Forget about the forbidden pleasures. There are too many acceptable pleasures that can bring us pleasure, happiness, joy, than to be putting ourselves or anyone else through the drama that comes with experiencing forbidden pleasures. Think about what all Adam and Eve went through as a result of their having tasted the forbidden fruit.